We're joined by head coach Dan Martin of the Mercer boys basketball program. Let's see here. I have the girls information up. I was anticipating talking with Coach Owens. Didn't get a hold of Coach Owens. I'm sure we will hear by later in the day. But we'll shift gears here and take a look at the last week for Mercer. A little bit of a roller coaster ride, Coach, but we kind of talked about that. That's kind of been the theme for the team this year. More improvement, but you still have a little bit of those ups and downs. And you had that last week with the loss to Gilman City, then a really good win on Friday night against East Harrison.
Yeah, we had a rough one again against Gilman City. They came and shot the ball like they're capable of, you know, and I felt like our effort wasn't as good as it could be, and a lot of times that's dictated by the other team. So, you know, hats off to Gilman for just being so ready to play. We've played them three times now, and we get them a fourth time, so there's no secrets between both of us, and we just got to do a better job on our execution, especially on the defensive end. I just don't think our defensive effort is where it was earlier in the year, and that's concerning this time of year.
The most, I've seen it from a number of teams that you see that just in the last couple of years, they've taken more L's and W's. And I kind of feel like that when you get a team like that, that's better. But when you get like an 8-0 run or a 10-0 run against you and the other team has momentum, it just seems like that when you get a team that just is struggling to get those wins on a consistent level, there's almost just that kind of malaise of, oh, here we go again. And that's a hard thing to get these kids over, isn't it?
It is. I've always said that seems like our mentalities are really good when things are going well, but when the adversity hits, we tend to feel sorry for ourselves rather than just put our heads down and get through it. You know, basketball, one thing my coach always taught me is basketball is just a game of runs.
Mm-hmm.
Teams are going to make runs, and how you respond to those runs is what's crucial to your success. And I know we don't have a true senior on the team, but you know, you can only ride that horse for so long, and we've been using that for 3 years now, and at some point they've got to realize that, you know, this is for the core of my team, this is next year's their last year, you know, so they're at the point now, and they've got more minutes than most people at their age on a court because of our numbers that since their freshman year, that their experience should be there by now, and they should be able to handle all of the things that are thrown at them, and you know, I'm really going to challenge them after this season. That's got to be their main goal, because that dictates entirely how the game ends up going. When you do have a 10-0 run thrown against you, that it's not the end of the world. You have to just respond to it accordingly.
You were talking off the air, and I didn't realize this until you mentioned it to me. But yeah, I know it goes in waves at these small Class 1 schools. But you got a wave that's a good one coming, as far as a lot of 8th graders that play the sport. So, you know, some of the guys that get a lot of playing time this year, that, you know, there's always that expectation, I'm going to come back next year, I'm going to be better, going to be stronger. That's the goal. But the depth's going to be a lot deeper next year, because you got a lot of 8th graders coming as freshmen into the Cardinal program.
Yeah, we do, and it's exciting. Looking down from that freshman class on down, you know, God willing, numbers won't really be an issue for years to come. We have some big classes full of boys moving up, clear down from the, you know, second, third grade level. So as these teams, as these players progress, our numbers are only going to get better. You know, we're projected possibly around 16 on our team next year. So that's exciting in itself, just something to push. You know, something to push these upperclassmen to that, you know, as of now have their spot solidified, to know that there's a young kid below them that's looking to take it, you know. And so that's what we've needed out of this. The 3 years I've been here, we've never had over 8 kids on the team. And, you know, of those 8 kids, maybe 3 of them are just there because we begged them to play to have numbers. There wasn't really any basketball interest out of them, but these young kids moving up really enjoy the game of basketball and like to play it. And they've been practicing with us, and they want to earn their spot, and that's something that from a coaching standpoint you really look for the future of your program. Is you got to have guys pushing each other all the time, and I feel like our upperclassmen haven't had to be leaders throughout the course of their career from their freshman year on, because as a freshman you shouldn't have to be a leader, but in our instance you had to be because we just didn't have the numbers. And they're going to have to be leaders next year to, you know, in order to have their spots the way they want it, their season to go the way they want it. They've got to lead these younger kids, and that's exciting for me as a coach to see.
Your team's in an interesting spot, Coach. You got a game tonight. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. Gilman City, so you got to figure out a way how to play with and find a way to beat these Hawks tonight. But in saying that, as frustrating as kind of the two-game losing streak to Gilman City was, it had to be encouraging that the guys really had a good night on homecoming on Friday against East Harrison. You got some good momentum going into this week.
Yeah, we did. We had a really fun night that night. You know, it being Coach Owens' final game, and we had a huge crowd and a lot of support, and the kids really came ready to play. I felt like probably as a team, I know things go good when things are going good, but as a team, I thought our boys just really played together. They just had a good camaraderie on the court, and I can't stress enough that's 80% of being successful is you've got to trust the guys you're on the court with and trust that you're all going to do the right things. And I just thought, you know, Tyler had a Tyler game, you know, and he had 32 points and 17 rebounds. And Wes Hashman had 11 boards, and Kobe Hill come out and hit some shots. And then our new guy, you know, Navari Payton, he come up and he hit two threes and big threes for us in the little run that we made, and then it just kind of sealed it from there. So the guys all worked really well together defensively. They were, for the most part, in the right spots, and just seemed like it was a good fluid effort from everyone as a whole. So maybe we can build off that going into tonight. You know, that was a pretty convincing win for us, and we needed it really bad, and hopefully carries over into tonight.
Well, it's home court advantage in districts. You always take that at this time of year. The game is at Mercer. Gilman City's a 3 seed. Mercer's a 6. So you got to flip the script against Gilman City a little bit tonight, Coach, at your place. As I'm looking at them scoring 78, then 58, but two convincing victories. One Tuesday was by 20. It comes down to you guys. If you figure we're going to shoot the ball pretty well at home, it comes down to the Cardinals getting defensive stops tonight, does it not?
That's going to be everything tonight. If we're not willing to do the little things defensively, Gilman is the kind of team that you give them an inch, they're going to take a mile, especially offensively from the perimeter. They're not a team that just beats you to death inside, but they have such good guards that your defensive effort and positioning is the most crucial point of that game. Because if they get an open look, you know, there's an 80% chance they're going to knock it down. They're one of the best shooting teams that you're going to face anywhere given a shot. And we haven't done the last two games. We just didn't do a real good job getting out on them. But even sometimes when we got out on them, they still hit some big shots. So we've changed some things defensively, and we've got to change some things defensively to give us a shot to play in a district semifinal for the second straight year, which in our eyes would be a huge accomplishment for you know, going forward with the boys, is knowing two times we played the district semifinals. So next season, let's get to the final if we can, you know, and just have goals each time.
Yeah, 3 games tonight up at Mercer. Mercer Gilman City is going to be a 7:30 tip. That will be the third game on the docket. The district semifinals are Wednesday. If Mercer wins, they would play at 7:30 against the Grundy R5 East Harrison winner. The district championship is Friday night at 6. Again, all games at Mercer this week. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Good luck tonight against the Hawks.
Thanks a bunch, Tom.